Avram Stavsky was responsible for the rescue of thousands of Jewish lives in Europe. The celebrated and controversial playwright and author Ben Hecht tells about a conversation he had in the 1940s with Peter Bergson, otherwise known as Hillel Cook, a nephew of Rav Cook, a leader of the Irgun. Peter Bergson is speaking. This is in a book by Ben Hecht called The Child of the Century. In 1938, the Irgun received secret information of the pact to keep the Jews out of Palestine. That is, the British would not allow Jews to come to Palestine. It was then we began to smuggle Jews out of Europe. Avrasha Stavsky was in charge of the operation. Ben Hecht is listening and responds. Who was Avrasha Stavsky, I asked, pleased by the name. The greatest human being I know, said Peter Bergson, as he chuckled. You'll meet him sometime. He's like a hero out of Conrad or Gogol. He's the Taras Bulba of the Jews. He's 6 feet 3 inches tall, the best sailor in the Mediterranean, and he can throw 5 men out of a window in a fight. He's afraid of nothing, and he can drink more than anybody I know. What's he doing now, I asked. Saving Jewish lives, said Peter. Do you remember the free city of Danzig? Avrasha took 1,500 Jews out of it, piled them into some sort of leaky boat, and sailed it almost single-handedly to Tel Aviv. He's been doing the same thing ever since. No. Ben Hecht would meet Stavsky later in New York. Hecht records his first meeting with Stavsky in Child of the Century, page 621. The first time Ben Hecht met Stavsky, this was in New York, he didn't say Shalom Aleichem, and Stavsky didn't say Aleichem Shalom. Here are the exact words. And when I met Stavsky, I turned to him and I said, did you kill our Lazarov? No, said Stavsky, I never killed a Jew. Ben Hecht continues. It was growing dark and we went into the house. Stavsky walked up and down in my room, making it look small. I had looked forward for years to meeting him, to hearing his stories, but I was not disappointed when he failed to start on a single one of them. You didn't need to hear Stavsky talk. The 20,000 Jews he had somehow pulled out of the German ovens and taken to Palestine seemed to speak for him. From the crowded decks of the Stavsky fleet. What a fleet it had been, limping tubs, discarded bottoms, riffraff hulls, and engine rooms steaming like Turkish baths. I had read some of the fine names of those ships that Stavsky used to save Jewish lives. The Artemis, the Star of Panama, the Parita, the Columbia, the Naomi, the Sakaria. In 1947, Avrasha Stavsky was in New York, where he rented an office on Madison Avenue, and he founded a shipping line called the Three Star Line. It was a shipping company which served as a front for the Irgun. Stavsky went with a committee to Bayonne, New Jersey, where he purchased a retired U.S. transport ship from the United States Navy. Stavsky named the ship the Altalena. Altalena was Zev Jabotinsky's nom de plume. And indeed, this, of course, was the ill-fated Irgun ship, laden with arms and ammunition and volunteers, which set sail from Bayonne, New Jersey, to Brooklyn, New York. From Brooklyn, New York, it went to Norfolk, Virginia. From Virginia, it set sail for Marseille, France. From Marseille, it set sail for Tel Aviv in June of 1948. And this was the ship that was shelled and sunk by the Israeli army as it approached the Tel Aviv seacoast. We're not here to discuss the pros and cons of why it was sunk, whether the Mapai party at that time under Ben-Gurion, who of course was in power, and the first and new prime minister of the nascent state of Israel, whether they were